Gallup has polled Americans about their position on gay marriage since the 1990s. In the past, the majority of respondents were always opposed to having gay marriage legally recognized. But last month, for the first time ever, the majority of respondents said they were in favor of legalizing gay marriage. That means some people had to change their minds, right? Well, we're joined by two people who used to be opposed to gay marriage and are now advocates for same-sex marriage rights. Louis Marinelli helped organize the 2010 Summer for Marriage Tour, which was in opposition to gay marriage. This year, Louis is leading the Summer for Marriage Equality Tour. Good morning, Louis.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show, Celeste.
Also with us, Jeff Angelo, a former Iowa state senator and Republican. Again, used to be opposed to gay marriage, but has since founded Iowa Republicans for Freedom, which supports marriage equality. So let me go to you guys once at a time. Louis, in 1 year's time, you did a complete 180. What were the foundation of your opposition to gay marriage a year ago?
Well, the foundation to it was basically that I hadn't had the opportunity to actually meet these people, and I saw them as faceless and nameless political opponents. And going on the summer tour last year, that changed because I was able to meet these people face-to-face and see who they really are.
All right, so during the course of your Summer for Marriage tour, which was in opposition to gay marriage, that tour itself changed your mind.
Exactly.
What was it about? Was it simply meeting and seeing them as human beings for the first time?
Yeah, it was meeting them and talking to them and being face-to-face with them instead of attacking them and misrepresenting them through a computer screen.
That's Louis Marinelli. And also with us, Jeff Angelo. So, Jeff, for you, what was the basis of your opposition, even politically, to gay marriage?
Well, I think two oppositions. One was that I felt so strongly in my religious belief that I believed that the government should recognize what I believed in my own faith. And also politically, I always told myself that this was bad for kids, that kids needed both a mother and a father, otherwise somehow they would be horribly ruined for life. And as Louis is saying, if you actually start talking to the people that you're talking about, it's hard to hold on to that view.
Have you changed your mind on both of those things you just mentioned, the idea that the religious belief should be reflected by government policy? Have you changed on that one as well?
Yes. I think the church right now is having a very meaningful debate about this particular issue. Some churches do marry same-sex couples. Some churches do not. I think that ought to continue. We're a country of free religion. However, I don't think the government ought to decide through law who is right in this particular discussion.
Well, so let me ask you, Louis, you first. You talked about the fact that you had, to some extent, made a cold political calculation, that part of your opposition to gay marriage was simply to score a political point. Is that accurate?
Well, not necessarily to score a political point, but I didn't see these people as their issue as legitimate, and sort of like what Senator Angelo said, you know, I believed along the same premise that it was going to be bad for children, be bad for the family, and I thought it was best for society to restrict marriage to a man and a woman for the sake of protecting the traditional family unit.
That's Louis Marinelli, a Republican and former gay marriage opponent, and now has leading the Summer for Marriage Equality Tour. What was the reaction from your fellow Republicans, from your fellow conservatives, when you changed your mind?
Well, they've been largely disapproving of it, to be honest. And the reason for that is because they're deeply committed to their faith. And I think that that's a problem that we need to address in our party as Republicans. We need to have an open debate about separating the church from the state.
All right, that's Louis Marinelli. Jeff Angelo, you can talk directly to that issue that Louis is talking about. You're a former Iowa state senator, a politician at least for part of your life. How do we address this issue when, for so many people, it's a very emotional, religious, moral belief?
Well, I think that Louis has got it right. I think we have talked to people about actually sitting down and talking with people with whom we disagree and actually listening to what they have to say. I had the experience last week at a news conference talking about my group of being confronted with some opponents who came up to me and basically had a preset speech that they gave me, and as I tried to respond to them, they walked away. So they had their preset talking points. They said that what I was doing was wrong, and then walked away without wanting to hear what I had to say in response to that. And that's been a huge issue in politics right now, is basically the echo chamber we all live in, where we want to hang out and talk to people that we agree with all the time, and we don't even want to talk with folks who oppose us or at least listen to what they have to say.
That's Jeff Angela, former Iowa state senator. You know, Jeff, I actually spoke with one of my friends who is quite conservative, and he said, you know, at this point, it would be impossible for the Republican Party to change their minds on this. They've come out too strongly against a marriage equality. Do you think that's true?
No, I actually don't think that's true. If people are willing to stand up and take some of the heat, like what Lewis has done, because there are so many people that are talking to me privately, and of course I live in Iowa, which is the epicenter of the political universe, so many people say, oh, well, I might want to go to work for a campaign, so I really can't come out and say what I truly believe, or I might want to run for higher office. There's a lot of underground support for this, and people are just going to have to step out and start taking the heat and saying it's okay, and then allowing other Republicans to say, okay, I'm going to actually step out publicly and say what I truly believe.
That's Jeff Angela, former Iowa state senator, Republican, formerly opposed to gay marriage, now founder of Iowa Republicans for Freedom, which supports marriage equality. Lewis Marinelli, do you think it's possible at this point for the Republican Party to make a turnaround?
I think it's possible.
Or desirable?
Well, I hope it's desirable. I know it's desirable for some people like myself and Senator Angelo. I think it's possible if we come down to a discussion about making a principled decision about what the Constitution means in our country and if we're going to separate the church from the state.
That's Lewis Marinelli.
The state from the church.
Yeah, right. Both Republicans, Marinelli, and both formally opposed to gay marriage. Lewis Marinelli is the founder for the Summer for Marriage Equality Tour. Jeff Angelo, as I said, is founder of Iowa Republicans for Freedom. Thanks, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us on the show.